Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now from the Truth About Guns is the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. How's it going?
Going well, sir. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was, I didn't follow the rules. I was in a place that had more than 10 people in it.
Oh goodness! How can you live it?
They can't prove it.
I guess not.
And at least one person there had on a mask, but it wasn't me.
Your turkey didn't have a tracking device or a GPS or anything like that?
I had ham.
Oh, that sounds good.
I had
too.
Ham. Yeah. So anyway, how was yours?
It was wonderful. We didn't fully follow the rules either. We traveled and
had
it with my father.
And how far did you have to travel for that? How much of a desperado were you?
It was a 14-hour drive.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So you went to a different time zone too. Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. So it was a long.
So let's go. Let's start with this one, just simply because I really want to know who wrote this headline. Iranian nuclear science pro tip: don't exit your bulletproof vehicle when you hear the sound of gunfire.
I wrote that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems that Iranian nuclear scientists aren't as smart as rocket scientists.
I guess not.
Or I maybe you not. Have to be a rocket scientist before you're an Iranian nuclear scientist. At least if you're going to survive. I don't think this one, and I can't really pronounce his name, Fakhrizadeh. I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name, but
Fakhrizadeh. Yeah.
Mr. Dr. Fakhrizadeh, the late Mr. Dr. Fakhrizadeh, doesn't sound like he was too bright.
This, I mean, looking at this, though, I had not seen this. Now, I talked about this earlier today, but just from the standpoint of the reactions from the left at this hit, because this, I don't, the, based upon what I'm reading here, this does not sound like it was an accident. Somebody put out a remote-controlled machine gun, mounted it in a Nissan. Do you think they saw the Jackal?
I don't know, maybe. Or maybe they're Breaking Bad fans. They did something like that in the last episode of Breaking Bad. They mounted a M60 machine gun in the back of a Cadillac and took out a whole bunch of Nazis.
Hit them at 164 yards.
Yeah, that's a pretty good distance.
That's pretty. How did they have a straight line of sight on that one?
I don't know, but I'm guessing that if they had a remote-controlled machine gun, it was also aimed via camera. I'm sure it was probably uplinked to a satellite or something like that. Of course, nobody's claimed credit for this, and the Israelis are not commenting, but I'd be willing to put a few shekels on the Mossad being involved in this.
That's definitely not the work of a bunch of guys running around with a couple of handguns saying, all right, we got walkie-talkies, this is a very high-tech operation, here we go.
Exactly. Exactly. But this guy was apparently driving down the street in an armored car, CNN describes as a bulletproof car, along with three security personnel vehicles. So he had this was a whole phalanx of cars here when it opened fire on him. And the good doctor heard the shot, again, according to this news report, and then got out of the car to figure out what was going on. And that's when he was shot.
Yeah. Yeah, that, well, I mean, that, he broke cover. I mean, if he was in a, there are no bulletproof cars. There are bullet-resistant ones, and that, I would love to know how well his vehicle took, because something at 165 yards that's taken vehicles out, that was probably a 50 cal, wasn't it? Do we know?
We don't know. I'm sure it was at least real. But who knows? You know, it didn't have to penetrate the car because it sounds like all it had to do was be loud enough to get his attention.
Yeah.
And as soon as he heard the plink, 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 this budding genius, who's reportedly the father of the Iranian nuclear program, got out of the car to see what was going on and then caught three rounds. Why you would get out of the car when you hear gunfire, when you know you're in a bullet-resistant vehicle, is utterly beyond me. But I guess I'm not too upset that he did.
Did you see the response among some of the people on the left to this?
Oh, yeah. They're crazy. I mean, this is a horrendous act of war. And
Have you ever done the math on this? And when you look at the left and you compare the left to the Islamists, see, the left, while they're out there talking right now about we should unify, that's really we should submit, right?
I guess that's what they have in mind. I mean, they were more than happy and on board with sending them pallets of billion-plus in cash.
No, I'm talking about us now. I'm just talking about us now. Well, here in America, they're saying that we should unify here in the United States, which is really, they just want us to say, okay, you guys won, and you are our masters now. They want us to submit, which is exactly what Islam wants. And at the same time, they're also very critical. Both sides are always very critical of Israel.
Yes, they do seem to be, and they were pretty critical when the Trump administration took out General Soleimani.
Yeah.
What was that, about a year and a half ago or so?
Yeah.
No, actually, January of this year. They were all upset about that. He was in Baghdad at the time, and one of our drones turned him into hamburger. But this is somebody who was directly responsible for the killing of American troops through terror attacks in a variety of places around the world. And yet that was also something that couldn't be abided.
I just, you know, the thing I liked about the Soleimani thing was they saw the opportunity. They didn't sit there. They said, that's a wanted guy, authorized, and boom.
Yeah,
launch.
Exactly.
Done. Getting out there and saying, we have spotted Soleimani out there in Baghdad, which he's supposed to be in Iran. He's not supposed to be in Iraq at all. And we've spotted him out there. What should we do? Go book a conference room.
Yeah, issue a statement at the United Nations. That ought to take care of them.
Clinton had Osama bin Laden one time. He had him lined up.
That's the story.
He didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But he had him lined up and ready to go, and I don't know that would have made any difference.
I don't know, but it.
We know that he operated for a while later.
He certainly did, and I'm sure he. He ended up playing, you know, he was responsible, allegedly, for 9/11. So who knows what would happen if Clinton had taken action. So credit to President Obama for finally doing that.
We are heading into the first break. You can go to thetruthaboutguns.com. There you will find a wealth of breaking news. I mean, 10 articles, 15 articles a day. Everything changes on the front page daily. And Dan, of course, he is the editor-in-chief there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. Let's talk about this letter to the Tribune, or to the Salt Lake, letter to the editor at the Salt Lake City Tribune. Do you really, in today's age, am I supposed to believe that people really think this way? Is this how obtuse some people can be?
Oh, yeah, and people have been making this tired, old garbage argument against gun rights for years, saying that since the Second Amendment was drafted in the 18th century, it only applies to firearms that were in common use in the 18th century.
Right.
That has been debunked and has been adjudicated by the Supreme Court. So it's just a desperate, pathetic, sad, tired argument that's mostly used by people who don't know what they're talking about at all.
Obviously. First of all, he thinks that somebody could reload a musket four times in 1 minute. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that doable?
You know, I've never done it, but my understanding is the best people who do it maybe twice a minute. Maybe they could do it three times a minute if they're really lucky, if they're really good. I don't know. I've never had the opportunity to do that.
He seems to know more details about muskets, though.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
And then,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but then when he moves to ARs, he knows nothing about them. He thinks they fire 45 rounds a minute.
I know.
I guess you could. I mean,
I'm sure you could. If you had a 60-round magazine, you could probably pull the trigger pretty darn fast.
45 rounds per minute. I can empty a magazine in about 10 seconds. Can't you?
Exactly. You could. That's my point. You could go much faster than that, which is nice because most of these people usually claim that an AR-15, the standard civilian AR-15, is capable of about 450 rounds a minute.
Yeah.
So at least he errs on the other side.
He's quite breathless when he's describing this. Should it be legal in this day and age that anyone old enough to buy a weapon can flaunt and potentially fire an AR-15?
Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
It is America's most popular rifle and is, by any definition, in common use and under the Heller decision, written by the late Justice Scalia, it is a perfectly legal firearm for civilians to own.
And he finally gets on the thing. And this is the final thing, too, where we inevitably arrive at how gun owners are really on an ego trip. Perhaps the issue for the assault rifle proponent is to possess all that power.
Yeah, it's always an ego trip that they claim is behind the ownership of these guns. A lot of times they'll get into genital size or other.
I'm going to tell you something. The reason I own an AR-15 is because I ran around with an M16 for 7 years.
Uh-huh.
That's not true. Not for all 7 years. I also had an M60 and a 45 ACP. But, I mean, and I'm going to make some people mad, I've tried to adopt and get on the AK bandwagon. I just have so much trouble with it. Maybe it's because maybe I'm just too stubborn to make that switch or something. For me, the AR is like, you know, driving 14 hours and going seeing my dad. And the AK is like, you know, having a flat tire before I get out of the driveway. It's just not something I'm interested in doing.
We tend to get set in our ways, and we get comfortable with what we're used to, so there's nothing wrong with that. I'm sure there are people that have grown up shooting the AK and love it and don't feel comfortable with the AR. I have both. I will say that I prefer shooting the AR, but the AK is fun as well and nice to shoot every once in a while. So, you know, horses for courses. But
yeah.
The AR is America's most popular rifle for a lot of very good reasons. Number one, they're infinitely adaptable. Number two, they're affordable. Number three, they're useful for everything from hunting to target shooting to home defense. They're just that's why they're called America's Rifle.
Yeah.
People who try to make this kind of argument that Americans aren't should have access to anything beyond a musket under the Second Amendment are just deluding themselves, and they're not really not convincing anybody else.
Yeah, they're not thinking that one through. The other thing is that you know, does this particular pilgrim, do we know in his letter to the editor, did he say that there's any kind of weapon that should be allowed? Well, I noticed that he also says that James Madison was a slave owner, and that's why he wanted the Second Amendment to exist, because you know,
yeah,
had to have those assault muskets back in the day to, you know, maintain the plantation. That's his position.
Of course, because he's already made the argument that people want these guns, but for ego reasons. Like I said, he skipped the genital size argument, but you might as well throw in the fact that the Second Amendment is inherently racist as well. So
Of course.
Yeah. Just cover all your anti-gun bases.
Yep. And he's hanging out in Salt Lake. I've always thought Utah was sort of a gun state. And I know there's lots of people in Utah that are gun carriers and everything. I know a few of them that hang out there. Paul Markle, he was there for a while when he was undergoing cancer treatment. That's where he was at, was Salt Lake City. So I know there's some gun people there, but at the same time, it just always amazes me at, I mean, that this is history 101 stuff. I mean, you could go and see how this works and look at things and get the idea of it without getting out here and thinking that it was about muskets.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a crazy argument. It doesn't hold any water. And whether you live in Salt Lake City, New York City, doesn't matter where you are, the Constitution's the same.
May it ever be so. Yeah, we could hunt that guy down with a tomahawk if we wanted to and really go back in time. The truthaboutguns.com. This is on the front page of the truthaboutguns.com. That was written by a young lady named Kat Ainsworth. I know her. She does knows her stuff. She does indeed. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no reason, none, why we should not deliver another major pandemic relief package to help the American people through what seems poised to be the last chapters of this battle.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate on Monday for business after the Thanksgiving recess. The Kentucky Republican continues.
This morning we got yet another major sign of hope. More data appear to confirm that the vaccine developed by Moderna is more than 94% effective.
The Supreme Court on Monday heard oral arguments in President Trump's effort to exclude illegal immigrants from population totals used to divvy up congressional seats. It's the second case the High Court has considered in the 2 years related to the census and illegal immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News. Moderna will ask U.S. and European health regulators to authorize use of its COVID-19 vaccine after it was shown to be 94% effective in a full analysis in a pivotal study. When it comes to all of the vaccines, Dr. Jeanette Neshwa says we need to be quick but not hurry.
We don't want to rush this vaccine. So once they meet on December 10th, the earliest that these vaccines will be shipped out would be the very next day. So that's what we're hoping for. So far in the trials and the studies that we've had, which included thousands of volunteers who have already received the vaccine, there has been no severe life-threatening allergic reactions or adverse reactions. So that is very reassuring. And I do believe by, you know, the last 2 weeks of December, we're going to be getting these vaccines, and it's ultimately going to save lives. So I'm super excited about that.
Doctors say President-elect Biden fractured his foot while playing with his dog. Biden will be wearing a walking boot for several weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Timmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Let's talk about this Amy Barrett on the court. You believe that she is going to, that the a Second Amendment case is imminent.
Well, yeah. We quoted from a story that quotes Josh Blackman, who writes on the Second Amendment frequently, and he certainly is of that opinion. And it makes sense if you get if you look at her, the record of her jurisprudence,
yes,
and the one opinion she wrote that had to do with the Second Amendment, and also the fact that you know, last term, the court dumped the 10 gun cases that they had before them. And all of the informed thinking on the matter was due to the fact that the four staunchly conservative justices weren't sure enough of the vote of Chief Justice John Roberts. And they didn't want to take one of those cases and have the ruling go the wrong way and harm gun rights. Better to do nothing than to end up with a ruling going the wrong way. Well,
right
now we have a 5-4 court. I know people like to, the people in the media like to call it a 6-3 court, but it's not. There's absolutely no evidence at all that Roberts can be relied upon to rule consistently with the conservative wing of the court. We have a 5-4 court, and that's a good thing because it only takes 4 votes to grant cert in a case. So now the thinking is, and this is what Blackmun talks about here, there are a variety of cases bubbling their way up that are tailor-made for cert and a beneficial ruling. And it may not be a case like an AR-15 ban or magazine capacity limits. It may be something having to do with the rights of people who have been adjudicated mentally incompetent early in their lives. In fact, he talks about one case, specifically it's called Mai versus the United States, a case with which I was not familiar, where there was a 17-year-old who was involuntarily committed, again, when he was a teen, but now decades later, he's trying to get his gun rights back and hasn't been able to do that. This is exactly the kind of thing that the court might take up and might use in order to move the ball forward.
Now, I find one thing that he says at the end of this, though. He says, I think this might be an attractive vehicle because it's not trying to give people the right to have AR-15s and give people the right to expanded capacity magazines. It's about mental health.
Right.
Okay, so does he think that there is no right? And I guess, is this conjecture? Do you know anything about this guy? Because I've never heard of him.
No, I am familiar with him, and he is a generally pro-Second Amendment analyst, and he teaches law. No, I think what he's talking about is it might be a good first case for the court to take up and not send alarms up all over the place saying, oh, my God, here we go. The conservative court is going to loosen gun laws crazily in the view of the media. This would just be about giving people who were formerly suffered from that mental illness their rights back, which I think he thinks would be more palatable for those on the left. I'm not so sure. I don't think any advancement of Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. This is he's an academic, so maybe he thinks this would be the thing. But they need to do some things on the Second Amendment. And the first thing they need to do is they need to take an AR-15 case. They need to take one where somebody has banned them as assault weapons. They need to go back and say this does not go along with what has been established as the law of the land in Heller.
Exactly.
And just put that out there so that when, if somebody does come along, whether, even if Trump perseveres, because one of the things that I think we should be doing is the next time we get in a position of authority and have it all, let's not sit back the next time and just go, oh, thank God, now we don't have to worry about it. Let's go for it.
I couldn't agree more.
I mean,
the other side certainly does that. Why not do the same thing on this side? And I think one of the benefits of the last 4 years is that more people are being persuaded of the need to do that kind of thing. Trying to be polite and trying to get along with the other side and trying to make friends with the media and that type of thing, that never gets you anywhere. It doesn't get you any respect. It certainly doesn't advance your agenda. You might, when you do get manage to get the levers of power, exercise them. Use them to advance your agenda. If the other side's going to do it, why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know why you wouldn't do that, but at the same time, I'm sort of, and we don't have to get into details here, but some of these people that are constantly okay with fighting the defensive fight.
Right.
Isn't that sort of counterproductive? Aren't we supposed to be?
It's very counterproductive because there are too many people
who are supposedly friends of gun rights, who don't like reading things, uncomplimentary things about themselves in the newspapers. Well, get used to it. It's going to happen. It's always going to happen. Nobody, if you're a friend of gun rights and you're a Second Amendment supporter, you're always going to be a target of those in the media and the civilian disarmament industrial complex.
Sure.
They are going to be targeting you from now until whenever, and until they can put up somebody to vote you out of office. So don't think that you can make friends with those people. Better to shore up the people who support you and voted for you and believed you when you campaigned and said that you're a staunch gun rights supporter. It's better to do what it is those people elected you to do rather than trying to get the media to write complimentary things about you, because that doesn't get you anywhere.
Yeah, well, no, it never does. And that's the other thing I find. Well, you know what? We're about to come up on the break, so you hang on for me one more time. The truth about guns, this, like I said, every time I have Dan on, I'm just pulling it from the front page. From the front page of this, and it's all there for you. It's all there waiting for you day in, day out. I mean, they update the page on the weekends. There's never a dull moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Dan, do you know what the number three cause for premature death is in the United States?
Number three? I do not. What would it be?
Medical misadventure.
Well, I actually thought it was higher than that. There's like
cancer. Cancer and heart disease switch back and forth between number one and number two.
Okay, yeah, but I know it dwarfs that the medical errors and all dwarf the number of firearm deaths.
Oh, yeah, it's in some cases it's as high as 400,000. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a lot of medical misadventure when all of this COVID-19 stuff is over, because part of the reason people were dying in the hospital was because of the way they were using the ventilators. They figured out they were a little aggressive with the ventilators. Anyway, we go to this, where a trauma surgeon in New York City, where everything is skyrocketing because they just pulled $1.5 billion out of the police budget, he believes that the politicians can stop criminals from behaving criminally.
Of course. All we ever need is one more or a gaggle more, a dozen more laws in order to solve the crime problem. That's been demonstrated clearly for since America's been around.
I'm sure
laws stop criminals from acting criminally. Everybody knows that, right?
Well, except for the criminals.
Except for the criminals, yeah. They're the only ones that ever seem to.
They ignore that part of it.
Yeah, funny how that happens.
So, I guess the question becomes: this doctor here. I mean, does he just not get out much?
Apparently. Dr. Ronald Simon, who I'm not sure what hospital he operates at. I think he's at Maimonides Medical Center in Brooklyn. It's mind-boggling to me that we can't get our act together to start taking steps to prevent this kind of gun violence in the city in which he lives. Of course, maybe he doesn't realize that he's living in one of the most heavily gun-controlled cities in the country. maybe he doesn't realize that a lot of the bloodshed and the recent increase in bloodshed that he's seeing is due, in fact, to the very politicians to whom he is appealing for help in doing something about the crime problem. It's exactly they are the very ones who have made the current situation worse by defunding the New York NYPD and by opening up the city's jails and letting hundreds, if not thousands, of criminals out, and by enacting bail reform, quote unquote, which turns criminals loose, within hours of their being arrested.
Yep. He also believes in the old snap the fingers and guns go up in dust thing. If we could just make them, if we could just curtail their existence.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. He's apparently also not aware that we have officially about 425 million firearms in this country. And the real number is probably much, much higher, probably by as many as 50%. But that's the best estimate of the NSSF and a few other people who have looked at this. So I don't know how he expects anything. I don't know what he thinks that where those guns are going to go when we have 400 million guns in this country.
Well, he's talking about them to be confiscated.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, it's a logistical nightmare. There's just no way to do it. He's talking about people that shouldn't have them, keep them from getting them, and there's no innocent bystanders. Do you know who shoot more innocent bystanders in New York City than anybody else?
It wouldn't be the NYPD, would it?
It's the NYPD.
Oh, goodness.
Do you know why it's the NYPD?
Because of the NYPD triggers?
That's it. Because you and I take for granted, we grew up and our dad said, here, son, as part of your growing up to be a man, dude, we're going to teach you how to shoot a gun if you want to. And then we did, and... You know, I presume that when you get a recruit to be a NYPD police officer, that he's probably coming from the city, so he's never grown up with them. And, pistol craft is not a big part of their training. I think I read somewhere they go through 28,000 rounds per month training, but, I mean, they have 25,000 cops at NYPD.
Probably the entire NYPD goes.
The entire NYPD, yeah. But I mean, there's 25,000 cops. I mean, it's not like they're out there going. All right,
some of my gun riders go through that many.
Yeah, you could take five of you and go to a class and go through that many.
Exactly.
So they've made up for the difference for the lack of training and the lack of familiarity by putting a trigger that weighs 12 pounds. It's got a 12 pound pull on it.
Right. Exactly.
Which I think the Glock when it's loaded is 4 pounds, right?
Between 4 and 5, usually. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's the trigger pull is 3 times the weight of the pistol.
Yeah, and this is allegedly a safety measure.
Yes.
Mandated by the NYPD to keep cops from suffering negligent discharges. But what it does is makes infinitely less accurate and effective when they do have to actually draw their gun, pull the trigger.
And it's also like the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. It gives us a very false sense of security.
Yes, exactly.
So that part also comes into play. But I digress. He doesn't mention that at all, does he?
No, he's probably blissfully unaware of any of those facts. And he probably isn't aware of the current rate of deaths in this country due to his fellow physicians and mistakes and errors, medical errors.
So they do have bail reform in cashless bail in New York City now. Is that what?
Yes, they do. And
so they've become
alone was increasing the problem long before COVID.
Right. Now in Chicago, they know how many gangbangers they are. They know where they are. They know who they are. And because they have that revolving door in the justice system, they just quit arresting them.
Yeah, what's the point?
And getting out there and sometimes I must confess, I sit back and just go, what is their end game? Why would they? How do you want to be in charge of people if you're letting them die?
Well, it's because I don't think that they think that the people who are being killed are their most important constituent.
Well, that may very well be. Whatever it is, it is. I learned one thing when I was in the military in the primary leadership development course. We were told by someone, if you're a leader and nobody, you don't have any followers, that's messed up.
Yeah, maybe there's something wrong.
Yeah, yeah, and this cat. And this is the thing: criminals are going to be, they're bad. They're very bad people.
They tend to ignore the law.
Yes.
They tend to be. They don't tend to concern themselves with the safety of those around them.
So, I see a guy like this. This is a guy. We need to let him talk to the guys at DRGO, don't we? They need to bring him into the mainstream, don't they?
Into the fold. Yeah, that would be nice.
So that would be
get
nice.
A hold of him. And maybe he should talk to Mayor de Blasio about
Mayor de Blasio
about improving the situation in New York City.
Yeah, somebody needs to talk to him about that. But it'll be interesting to see if there's ever another mayoral election in New York City, if he's the king of New York now. Before we run out of time, thanks very much for joining me this evening. Check out Dan's work and his team of writers at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. Truth About Guns. I love the website. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.